Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 32 says this, "If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once." All of this talk about glory can quickly become confusing. I mean, just count how many times it's used just in that one verse that we just read. It's a great theme in the Gospel of John. And what we have is the back and forth glorifying of the Son to the Father and the Father to the Son. And you and I are caught up by the Holy Spirit in this ocean of love that is shared between the Father and the Son. God is pleased with Jesus, and God wants you to know His pleasure in Jesus. God is glorifying, honoring the Son. And we know that the Father is pleased with the Son and glorifies the Son because of the resurrection and the ascension, because the Son now abides with the Father and they enjoy their forever communion again. There is so much here to know and to understand about the Trinity. And so I want to encourage you to get a little book. It's called Delighting in the Trinity by Michael Reeves, so you can walk through it as we unpack these next few chapters. But what does any of this really have to do with you and me and maybe even your church? Well, as in the clouds as these truths may seem, they direct us to where we should seek power, who we should be praising, and what our pleasure should be. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the French European LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Europe.